Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan in honor of the birth of the grandchildren, Aliza Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, Halacha Beis, immediately after the Mishnah and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Avos Melachos Arboim Chosar Achas. We learned in the Mishnah there's 39 Melachos. Says the Gemara, Minayin La'Avos Melachos Min HaTorah. How do I know that there is Avos Melachos in the Torah? I know there's 39 Melachos that you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Shmuel Bar Nachman Shav Yonasan Keneged Arboim Chosar Achas Melacho Shekosu BaTorah. If you go through the entire Torah and see how many times the word Melacho appears, you'll see there's 39 times that the word Melacho appears, and that's how we know there's 39 Melachos that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Bon kemer of achol kol hen dichti melachos shtaim. Yes, if it says the word melachos in the Torah, loshon rabim, will that count as two? Omar Rav Shain ashgarte neder of achol b'chol oraiso. Rav Achol went through the entire Torah. V'lo ashkarte domilso. He didn't find any time it says melachos loshon rabim. Second one, Obaya domilso. The question that we had is vayavo abaisa lasois melachtoy, meaning the pasuk that says that Yosef came to the house to do melachtoi, is that one of the melachtoi? Because we have a mefarsh to explain, one of the mandamer in the Gemara that says the melachtoi there doesn't mean an actual melacha, but it means to do the aveiru with Esh Potifar. Vayichal Elokim b'Yemeshvi melachtoi asher oso, meaning when it says Vayichal Elokim b'Yemeshvi melachtoi, because Baruch Hu finishes b'Yemeshvi his melacha, is that part of the count? Reb Chaim says that maybe because you can't say melacha b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but then he asks us the other psukim that do mention melacha b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, could be maybe to say that what it says over here ve'chal b'Yom Hashvi'i, because Baruch Hu did not, it says what happened in Yom Hashvi'i was only menucha that came in Yom Hashvi'i, that the menucha of Shabbos came then, so maybe that's not called a melacha. But in any case, if you count the number of melacha in the Torah, you'll find there's 40. One of them is not counted. Which one is it? Is the one by Yosef or the one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, Tanab Shimon Yoichai Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzois Uve Yom Shvi Yatzeres Las Shem Lokecho Loisase Melocho. Here it says the word Melocho alone. Usually by Yontif it says Meleches Avoido. Harei Zebale Hashlim Arbeim Chosachat Melochos Shekos Batorah. This is one of the 39. Meaning here that it says Melocho alone is one of the 39 Melochos that mentioned in the Torah. He says the source of the 39 melachos connected to arboim chosar achas pam shekatu b'mishkan avoido melacha. If you look at the melachos of Mishkan, the word melacha in avoido appears 39 times. That's how you know the 39 melachos. Another source over here, when it speaks about the Isur Shabbos that's mentioned, Parshas Vayakel, it says over there not the word ze adover. But it says Eile Hadvarim. And what the word's going to dash is Dovar Divrei Dvarim. I mean, you could have said Dovar. And then we added, we didn't say Divrei Losh Rabim, we said Dvarim with the Mem Sufis. So Mikan La'ovois Lotolodos. From here you learn Ovois Lotolodos. How exactly? So the word goes on and explains. Avchanin Tziporim B'Shem Ravo. Aleph Chat. When it says the word Eile, it's made out of Aleph Lamedei. So the Aleph, the Gematria value of the numeric value of Aleph is 1. Lamed losin. The lamed is 30. Hey, the hey is chamisho. So 1 plus 30 plus 5 is 36. Dovar chad. Dovar is 1. Dvarim, which is loshon rabim, trey. So you add 1 plus 2, that's another 3. Mikala, boim chosakas, melochash kosbatoyo. So eile is 36. And then you have dovar dvarim, and that's so you know another 3 to get to 39. One of the keys in Amrin. Mean astro le chosar klum. I don't have to go and do this whole drasha. I can just learn it for the actual word that it says eile. Why? Because aleph is chad. The numeric value of aleph is 1. Lamed tlosim is 30. Ches tamnio. What do you mean ches? It says hey. It says the word lo misami rabbanon darshim min hey le ches. Rabbanon did exchange hey with a ches. So even though it says eile aleph lamed hey, but it really means eile the way you dash it aleph lamed ches. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lokish, Avdin, Havaye, Behado, Pirko, Tlas, Shonim, Upoluk. They were learning this sugya for 3.5 years. Avkun Minei, Arboim, Chosarachas, told us, Akolchata, Vechado. They're able to figure out that each one of the 39 melachas has 39 toladas, 39 melachas which are similar to that one. So 39 for each one of the 39. Mandash kun mismuch samchin. Whatever they found something to connect it to, they saw melacha, says this melacha belongs to this av, to this father. The one they couldn't find a father for it, they included in the melacha, which means anything that you end, any melacha that you finish. So any melacha which is not part of the other melachas belongs to makiv apadish. So the more b'noi de abchia rubo, the children of abchia rubo, avden havaya be'adin pirko shita yachin. They learned this sugya, this perek, 6 months. Avkumine shita milion kol chata v'chata. They came out to a toldus, 6 toldus for every melacha. B'noi de abchia rubo, the children of abchia rubo, have a shita savun. They went with the shita of the father, the tani abchia, because abchia said, Hakoitzer, that's harvesting grain. Haboitzer is when you harvest grapes. Hamoisik is with olives. Hagoyder is with dates. Hatoilish is any other leaves. Ve'ayir is with figs. So they all have to do with harvesting. Kulu mishum koitzer. They're all under the category of koitzer. So you see, you have 6 toldos for one av. And that's what they learned. For every av, they found 6 toldos. Says the Gemara, Ma'av Sidur Yehudo, Berav Avdin, Avam Mechshirin, Shita Yarchin. Yehudo, the son of Rebbe, he learned in Meseches Mechshirin for 6 months. Meseches Mechshirin in Seder Tyrus. Pesoifo then also had Talmud mean Rav Simoi. One of the Talmud of Simoi kept him. The Shoy Levi lo agiv. He asked him a question. He didn't have an answer. Oh my Nika Ruzesh loy over al pitcha shel Torah. See, he didn't go through the door of Torah. Meaning, learning 6 months of sugya is not enough. You have to learn a sugya for much longer. So the 6 months is not enough, and that's associated with what we said with the children of Rav Chiya who learned this sugya for 6 months. Says the Gemara, Boy Mavos Melochas Charsa Achas Leida Milo. What is the definition of the 39 melachas? For what purpose we say there's 39? So the Gemara Shim Asum Kulam Helam Echod. The correct Gersa is Chayav Al Kolachas V'Achas. If he does all 39 melachas and one forgetting, one time he doesn't know, he has to bring a chatos for each one. Says the Gemara Tana of Zaka Kumei Avirchanon Zibeyach Kiter V'Nisech Behelam Echod, referring to 3 different avoidos that one does over the Zara. He puts a carbon, the zvicha of a carbon, he puts in the spices and the oil. If he did all well in Echad, chayav or kalachas vachas, he's also chayav chatos for each one. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Omer li Abi Yochanan, Bavloyo, meaning Babylonian, Avat b'yodoch tlosan horin, you crossed 3 rivers to come from Babel to Israel, v'yisabers, and you broke. Meaning what you're saying is a mistake. Einu chayav elachas. Because by Avodah Zarah, you don't have chiluk avoidos, that each avoidah you have its own chatas. Now, the following line of the Gemara is really doesn't belong over here. It belongs to sugi before. The Gemara earlier also said the same lashon. The Gemara was talking about what he crossed 3 rivers and he came here and made a mistake. And from there, the Gemara is quoting the following sentence, nothing to do with our sugya. So we'll just read the Gemara quickly over here. Adloi sprayne biyodei, until he made that mistake, yeshkanachas v'inkaneino. There's one melacha, but there's not multiple melachas. Once he broke, yeshkaneino v'inkanachas, there's many, not one. Again, this is a sentence from before, it doesn't belong over here. So the Rabbah asked of why by the Zara? You're not chaving each one, right? It's only one chatas for all the melachas. The way it says by Shabbos, it says don't do any melacha. And then it says Lo Yisevaru Eish B'chol Moshveseichim Prat. Then it says a specific melacha of lighting fire. So why does Avora go on its own? Alo Avora Bechla Loiso. Avora was part of all the melachos. V'yotzos Min HaKlal left the Klal Lelamer to teach you what Loimar Ma Avora Miuchedes Ma'ase Yechidi V'chivim Olam B'fnei Atzmo. Avora is its own melacha and you have in it its own chatos because it has its own love. Of kol ma'isu ma'isu shesh bo lechayev olam b'fnei atzmo. So for me, you learn that in Shabbos, every one of the melachos you have in it its own chatos because you learn from the fact that one came out of the klal. So also by Avodah Zarah, you should have the same thing. Lo yisav dehem klal. Don't do avoid Avodah Zarah. That's the rule, all included. Lo yitishtachav elahem prat. And then we have a detail that one should not bow down to Avodah Zarah. V'aloi hishtachavoyo b'chlal lo yisav. Hishtachavoyo is part of all the other yisurim. V'lama yotzos min haklal. Why did this go out of the rule? Lo yimar, I tell you. וללמד מה השתחוויה מיוחדת, מייסה יחידי וחייבים עליו בפני עצמו. השתחוויה את עצמו מייסה, and that you have its own חדוס. It's because that's own love. Of kol ma'isu ma'isu yesh bo lechayv lo lifnei atzmo. So also b'avodah zarah, each one be chayv on its own. Why do we say that one who did it and he did in one shot many avodas is chayv only one? Omer lei b'shabbes klal b'mokam echod uprat b'mokam acher. The klal that we said lo sasu melacha lo yisehos tokom melacha is in one place in the Torah. That's in Shmoyis perek chaf, and then the lo yisevar reish is in Shmoyis perek lamedei. But by the Zoro, Klal Shu B'tzad HaPrat. By the Zoro, the Klal and the Prat are written one next to each other. Meaning in the place, the same place it says, Lo Yishtach HaVelahim V'lo Yishtachavdim. And it's when it's written together, you don't learn this idea that the Prat that comes out of the Klal. Omer Lehi V'echtiv, there's other Pesukim. Lo Yishtach HaVelahim L'achir. That's one Pesuk. Suveach L'Elohim Yechirom. HaRebi Klal Mokom Echod U'Prat Mokom Achir. So the rules in one place and the details in the other place. Omer Lehi, so he answered him. Kivan, we're using here the Yusuf HaChaim. Kivan, shenat loyim min mitzidoy afilu b'mokom acher yat alomit. Because when you have one prat right next to the klal, and you can't learn from it because it's written together, that teaches you that any detail that's written on its own, you can't learn from it. Even though those that are now written right next to it. Because if the one would be a prat to come out of the klal, the Torah would separate a klal from the prat completely, there'll be no prat next to the klal. Chavrai Amrin, the friend said a different answer. It doesn't matter if the klal prat in two different places. Or in the same place, it's all klal prato. But so what's the difference in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Be Shabbos klal v'chakach prat. The klal is written first, then it's written the prat. By Avodah Zarah prat v'chakach klal. By Avodah Zarah the prat is written first, and then the klal. So when the prat is written before the klal, then you don't say the prat came out of the klal. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Loishna, loishanya. There's no difference between shaklal v'chak prat, between shaprat v'chak klal, or even between shaklal uprat to klal. And all the cases, klal uprat. It doesn't matter if it's a rule before the prat before the rule, or you have klal prat and klal. It's always going to have a din of klal prat, which is the prat yoytsa min klal, and the prat will teach on the klal. So what is the difference? So let's think about it like this: b'Shabbes klal b'avodoso." Uprat davidoso. It's both speak about the void of Shabbos, right? Don't do any melacha and havara. It's all speaking about Shabbos. Davidozoro klal davidoso. It says loisa of them means the void which is roy for that specific davidozoro. Uprat the loich tachave lehem the bowing down by melachas gavoya. That is not something, even if that specific Avodah Zarah doesn't have that Avodah. But this is an Avodah that you do Klapi Gavoya and Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's used in Avodah Zarah, even if it's not specifically done for this Avodah Zarah. And remember, the Prat Avodah Zarah is not part of the Klal. It's a different Prat. It's a different detail. It's not part of the rule. Omar Amano had a little different answer. Havara Shaloi L'Tzoyach Yotzas. Havara, there's no reason why it's not going to be part of the rule, unless to tell you that each one has his own chatos. But Ashtachavoyo L'Tzoyach Yotzas. Ashtachavoyo is coming to teach you something. Even if you're talking about Ashtachavoyo, which is the Derech Avoid of Yosef Dezoro. L'Lamed Al-Atzma She'ein Ma'ise. To tell you even something which is not a real Ma'ise. Someone just bows down a little bit, it's not a real Ma'ise. That's also Osor of Dezoro. Says the Gemara, ask you, okay, he did tiny chizkiyot. This works very well with the brayse of chizkiyot that said, Suveach le'elohim yechrom. It speaks about zvicho. But, you know, the slaughtering for Avodah Zarah. That's one detail. Yotza zvicho l'lamad alako, v'ashtachavaya l'lamad alatzmo. So zvicho teaches you that it teaches for all the different avodas, even shaloi kedarko. Even if it's not the normal way to do zvicho for this Avodah Zarah. V'ashtachavaya l'lamad alatzmo she'ina maisa. And Shtachavoyah comes to teach you on itself that it's not a real ma'aseh, it's only a little bit of a ma'aseh. And even that, if it's not part of the regular avodas, is also included. So the more oicholot, maybe we'll say the opposite. Maybe we'll say that Shtachavoyah will teach other things that are not a full ma'aseh, like kissing and hugging the avodah zarah. And zvicha will be on its own. That's the only avodah that if it's not the regular avodah, one is chayov. But other things like haktaro, if it's not the regular avodah of that avodah zarah, he won't be chayov. So answers the one that from him would not live, Dovo Shein Maisa Melamed. Dovo Shein Maisa Einu Melamed. Something which is a real maise. And Reb Chaim adds, which is terech gavoya, that's what you do for gavoya. So that will teach you and everything else. It makes sense. It's going to teach for other things. Shtachavoya is not a real maise. It's just bowing down. It's not a real avoido. So that probably teaches only on its own. Then that's the one thing that even if it's not a derech avoido for this avoido zara, won't be chayav, even though it's not a full maise. So Gemara brought a few answers to explain why shtachavoya coming out of avoido zara is different than havara coming out of Shabbos. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Nun Daled.